You can always hear me breathe. I say this every time.
Breathe less.
Smile more. I need to learn to like not be so much of a mouth breather. Saying. I know.
Is breathe less.
Smile more. Why can't talk less? I have a podcast.
I would like to say breathe less to someone that I hate. And like what I mean is like die.
Oh my gosh.
That's a nice way of doing it though. Instead of saying like go
kill yourself.
Go kill yourself. You just say, hey, how about you breathe less?
Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Randall.
And this is Before the Hangover.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Before the Hangover, the podcast where Susie and I talk about our crazy lives and these crazy times, all while enjoying a drink. This is episode 36, which means that we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we have.
We're kind of in a groove now.
I know. I'm loving it. This is so fun.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Breathe less.
So today we are drinking the Tropical Gin Fizz.
Ooh.
This was recommended by Fabio Crothers.
Yes.
For some reason, I still feel like I said his name wrong. And I think he's recommended something before.
I think it's Crothers. I think he recommended
a topic. Yeah. He's awesome. Fabio, you're great.
Fabio, you're great. But we forgot about you.
And he said that he didn't really, he knows it's called something else, but he calls it the Tropical Gin Fizz.
Nice.
And it has soda water, gin, and then any type of tropical juice. So pineapple, grapefruit, mango. So ours is orange, mango, grapefruit, like a little mix. Yeah, you want cheers?
Let's do this.
Let's drink this.
Fucking cheers. Ah.
It's really good.
I like it.
I like this drink a lot. It's very refreshing. Very bubbly. I actually can't taste the gin at all, but it did put a lot of juice in.
I feel like there's never been a time that we've been like, disgusting drink.
You didn't like, this is a major throwback, and I don't know why I just remembered this, but I don't think you liked the Little Ripper.
I don't think I did two. Either.
You didn't
episode
even,
two.
Episode two. You like didn't drink any of it.
And I like drinking. I usually drink anything.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who drinks like things so fast.
Yeah.
It's like the worst. I'll buy a $6 drink at Starbucks and it'll be gone before I've left the parking lot.
I know. I'm the same way. And with food too.
It sucks.
And if you get a straw, yeah, it's game over.
The second
you put a straw to my mouth. What?
That just sounded just like way down. More dirty than as soon as you put a straw
as
in my mouth.
As soon as you put a straw in my mouth.
It's fucking game
it's
over.
It's over. I know I did say it like that, but it's not what I meant.
I always get hot drinks in the summer because I drink it less because it's just uncomfortable the whole
time.
That
actually sounds like just torture.
Yeah, it is, but at least then I get my money's worth of the drink.
Because
I have to wait till it cools off.
Yeah, I just don't think that savoring it longer means you got the money's worth. As long as you drank it and you enjoyed it in the moment. Like if it's a hot day and I get a iced vanilla latte that you'd probably get and you just like chug it and you feel great in that moment, that's worth it.
I guess, but it's kind of like if I paid for a prostitute and then,
oh my gosh,
and then I came in like 5 seconds, I would feel like I didn't get my money's worth. But that's the same. It's like, well, you still did come.
Yeah.
And now I still have to pay the full amount.
Feel like
anyways,
you've
that's how I lost my virginity. How
yeah,
did you lose yours?
I was
yours?
Say, that feels weirdly familiar to you, the way you were saying that. I didn't look up any drink because I didn't really know what this drink was.
Nobody
so, like,
cares about the history of this drink.
I care. I love doing
Fabio
these.
Doesn't even know the name of it. We don't fucking care.
I want you guys to know that this drink is amazing. We've talked about gin a lot on this podcast. So if you want to hear gin facts, go back to one of our gin episodes. But just know it's good for you.
It is good for you.
And this has pineapple juice in it, which is also good for you. So we're just...
And good for your girlfriend.
And boyfriend.
Or boyfriend. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What do we have on the agenda today? We got a lot...
Yeah, today we got a lot of things going on. Last week, Randall blindsided me on the podcast episode and he asked me a ton of questions. So this week we kind of already talked about it, so he knows, but I'm going to be asking you some questions.
Okay.
We're going to be doing some segments.
Okay.
So should we start off with Would You Rather?
Let's start off with Would You Rather.
All right.
You guys sent these in. We put a poll up on our Instagram. You guys vote on that, and then we discuss it, and whoever loses has to take a shot. That's how Would You Rather works.
Yes, that is how it works.
Yeah.
So we're doing it this week.
We're doing it this week.
I'm sorry. So I zoned out when you were explaining it. So that's all right. I'm just like hoping that you explained it right.
I think I did. If I didn't, it's not that complicated. Our drivers are smart enough. Our drivers? Listeners. Randall, breathe less.
Randall, can you just breathe a little less?
So what is the first one?
Actually, get some oxygen in your brain. Roald Sack. I'm so sorry. I do not know how to pronounce your first name.
But she knows how to pronounce your last name.
Yeah, I do.
Sack.
That I know how to say. He wants to know, would you rather be a genius and know everything?
Okay.
Or be amazing at any activity you tried?
Oh. This is going to be difficult because I'm both.
Yeah, all right. One, two, three, two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like even if you were a genius and you know everything, that's really cool. But one, what's your purpose? And two, you probably would just annoy everyone. Yeah. It's really annoying when there's someone who knows everything and you try to say something.
You don't have to be a know-it-all if you're a genius.
That's true. You also probably would make bank.
Yeah, you probably would.
If you're the smartest person in the world, basically.
Yeah, but also the other one was you're immediately good at whatever, right?
Yeah, I would just do that to like always have fun.
But also, if you wanted to be a genius, you would be good at it.
No, I think he meant like activity. Like
I know.
Okay.
I know what he meant.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. Because I can't do a backflip. And I really think that would up my game at the bars if I could do a backflip. Not that I would do backflips at the bars, but I would have that kind of confidence that like this guy flips, dude.
Yeah.
This guy flips.
This guy totally flips.
Yeah. Like it's like an energy thing. And right. I don't give that off.
Yeah. I would just love that because you would be the most fun person if someone was like, you want to go surfing?
Already am, but cool. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I can surf. Or you're going to like a karaoke bar. Someone's like, hey, you want to go do karaoke? You're like, yeah, I can sing.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, you know? I'm already a genius, so.
Yeah. Sure.
I am.
Yeah. Well, what's.
Let's see what the people said.
35 times
37. Okay. We won. It was 30% to 70%.
Yeah.
So if you said be a genius. You got to take a shot right now. Put your baby down. Pour some of that whiskey into your coffee mug and drink.
And chug.
Yeah, and chug.
And chug.
We know you have babies. Sweet.
We should do a poll of how many of our listeners have babies because it's probably zero.
It is probably zero.
It probably is.
But I bet if we said, I bet if we said how many of you have had babies in the past tense, we'd have like three or four, which is really sad.
Yeah.
You zoned out again?
I did. How did you know?
Because you just looked at me like... You didn't even look at me. You looked like past me.
Past you, yeah.
It's all right.
All right.
I'm not going to repeat it. Moving on. Next, would you rather?
Jake Helado? Jake from State Farm, right?
Yeah. Jake from State Farm.
He wants to know...
Helado.
Would you rather give up all drinks except for water or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven?
Give up all drinks except for water. Or give up eating anything.
That was cooked in an oven. So either you only drink water.
Oh, okay.
Or anything that is normally cooked in an oven, you can't eat.
I got this. I understand it now. I'm a genius. All right. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1, 2. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a drinking podcast.
Yeah, this would be over.
I love coffee. I love smoothies. I couldn't.
I love alcoholic drinks. That's where it stops. Also, I don't eat anyway, so.
Yeah, I feel like you just eat burritos.
I don't eat burritos, like, at all.
Oh. I feel like the last few times I'm like, did you eat today? You're like, yeah, I had a burrito.
Oh, I just say that. That's what I say to my mom, too. And she's like, have you been eating? I was like, yeah, burritos. That's always my excuse. If I hadn't eaten, I say I had burritos.
All right. I'm making him food after this.
No.
But here.
I'm good.
That question was actually really hard for me, and I was thinking about it for a long time.
That was really hard for you?
I mean, I'm literally also a cook, too.
Yeah. But you can cook things. Sorry. You can cook things on a skillet.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You can.
I actually don't use my oven a lot.
Yeah. That's like for baking.
Yeah. And
but no more pizza.
I know. Pizza was the only thing I could think of.
But we could still have burritos.
We could still have burritos. You're right.
That's the benefit. All right. So let me see where we're at.
On our poll.
Oh, 50-50.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's 50-50. Let's look it up. Okay. Well, we are losing by 6 votes.
So do you just want to take a shot?
Let's do it, because actually the podcast before when we did Would You Rather, we didn't drink at all.
Yeah.
So this might be...
Today's a shot day.
The only opportunity to take a shot. That is nuts. I've never seen that.
It's been 50-50 before. What do you mean you've never seen that?
But that close? After 5 hours? Like, that time it was like after 2 hours, remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But this is kind of like majority of... I posted these like 6 hours ago.
It's so stupid that that's what fascinates me. Like I gave more of a reaction to that than when I saw the Grand Canyon for the first time.
You were like, isn't this insane?
When I went to the Grand Canyon, I was like, oh, cool. It's a hole.
All right, shut up and take your shots. It's just a hole.
All right, let's take our shots. Cheers. Down the hatch. Ugh. I got the chills.
I chased it with a tropical fizz. That was a really big shot.
I could never give up drinking.
I feel weird. That shot affected me
like
a lot.
Weird. Yeah,
did that feel weird to you? I think I put roofies in the bourbon.
You put roofies in the bourbon?
Yeah.
All right, what's the last question? Let's hear it.
I love this question.
I love it too. Who sent this one in?
Tim Warner.
Yeah, you said it better than I could.
Haha. Tim Warner wants to know, would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between babies and muffins?
This one's actually the hardest one that we've ever done.
I think so.
Because I like both of them.
Yeah, I love it when a would you rather question is like completely opposite. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Let's say ours and then let's talk about it.
Okay. I know, but I really don't know which one I would want.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, this one's actually kind of easy for me to pick.
All right. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
Randall, you're insane.
I'm not insane.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Imagine how to be a mate. Wouldn't you want to be a girl every now and then?
I am most of the time. I always say that I feel like a girl trapped in a man's body. I skip. Who skips?
Yeah, you do skip.
Not even
and
girls
you sway.
Skip. I do sway. I sway
he
back and forth.
He sways and he skips.
Yeah. That's not the reason why. And imagine having that excuse. like that's the only time that you have an excuse to eat a baby.
Oh, my God.
That's the only time when it's
acceptable.
Why
would you ever want to eat a baby?
I don't want to.
No, but this is what I was saying
before.
But I
like that excuse.
Randall and I talked about it very briefly, and then we stopped, and we're like, let's just talk about this on the podcast. Yeah. But I was initially saying that if you were to sneeze and change genders, that's very obvious for people. Like, you could tell people. It's kind of a superpower. Like, you could tell people, dude, every time I sneeze, I turn into a guy. And then you could make yourself sneeze and do that.
Could you imagine if, like, you went home with a dude, and then he was, like, being a real asshole, and then you're just like, all right, and then like while he's on top
all
of you,
sudden, I just get
yeah,
dick.
You just go achoo, and then you're just like you're gay motherfucker,
and I just start beating the shit out of him.
He's like, oh, fuck,
what the hell just happened? But it's like that people can tell when you mistake like babies for muffins and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows that except for you. Like you seem,
I know, but
you seem crazy.
But everyone's looking at one angle and they're not looking at the other angle. So yes, you might eat a baby on accident.
Oh my God.
It's not your fault.
Yes,
it's not
it
your fault. No, it's not.
Legally, imagine.
But they would be like,
headliner
if
of
I could
the news.
Prove it, if I could prove it. And they're like, actually, he really doesn't have a choice.
No, you couldn't prove that. Imagine
people would
that
feel
as a
so
headline.
Bad for me.
Man eats baby, convinced he thought it was a muffin. No one would believe that.
But see, this is what you're missing is like also imagine a world, because I don't have kids right now.
Yeah.
So just imagine a world where like I tuck in muffins to sleep and I like read them stories and I cradle muffins and I try to have a muffin suck on my girlfriend's teat and I'm like, it's not latching on. And then she's like, that's a muffin.
That's not
I'm
her
like,
baby.
Oh, not again.
I just think the whole thing is hilarious. Like, someone's just walking their baby and you just see just a huge blueberry muffin in their, like, stroller. And you're like, oh, that's cute.
You're like, where did you get that?
Yeah, I want that muffin. Where did you get that?
But also, imagine me walking down the street with a muffin in a stroller. And I'm like.
You think it's your baby?
Yeah, I think it's my baby. That's so funny.
No, that's what I mean. But it could get traumatizing.
I go, honey, why did you put all the babies in the pantry? And she's like, those are muffins, Randall. Oh.
Oh, shoot. Oopsies. Not again.
But
think of the traumatic part to okay. where you're just having a good brunch and you just see someone eat a muffin and you just see them like bite into a baby.
That's what I see. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, oh my God, they're ripping off the baby's head.
Again, really, only time that you can like do that and you have a fair excuse to do it.
No, it's not a fair excuse because no one knows.
People change genders all the time nowadays. That's not even that special of a superpower. It's 2021. Gender doesn't even exist.
It's immediate. Like, you could sneeze and be a man, sneeze and then make yourself, like, you can make yourself sneeze, right?
No, I can't make myself sneeze.
Yeah, if you like stick toilet paper or like a Q-tip up your nose.
What are you doing to yourself?
I used to do it as a kid.
Well, that's still weird.
I love the feeling of sneezing.
Didn't
we don't need to worry
didn't
about
even
that.
Defend yourself. No. Just said I used to do it as a kid. Like, imagine if I was like, I used to confuse babies with muffins.
But
and
I
then
was
you
a
were
kid.
Like, yeah, and you're like, why did you do that? Well, I was a kid. That doesn't explain it at all.
Okay, I'm a psychopath, but a little anyways. Bit. If I were to accidentally switch into a male and I wanted to be a female, I could just make myself sneeze, is my point.
Yeah, but also someone brought up a good point. What if you're pregnant? You can't sneeze for 9 months. Otherwise, the baby dies.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
As soon as you sneeze, you're a man now, baby dead. You're a baby killer.
You think the baby...
And you know what I would say? I would say, no, you're a muffin killer. Because I would get it confused. Yeah. Oh, dude, that's also funny. Just be like, yeah, we had to abort a muffin this morning. With my girlfriend.
I just think both sides to that is funny. Everyone who responded was like, I don't eat enough muffins to worry about eating a baby. Or it was always like, you picture the baby as a muffin. But just like, even the reverse too. Of just, you know, you go in Costco and you just see a package of muffins and you think it's a package of babies.
You think it's a package of babies. And I like love you said, that reality.
Yeah. And like you said too, raising a baby and you picture it as a muffin until it's like a toddler, until it's two.
And,
then,
like,
and
like,
then you see it.
And I'm like, oh, it does have my eyes.
Yeah, you're not a blueberry muffin like I thought for the past 2 years.
That is so funny. And that's why I want it. Like, they were like, he has a rare condition where he confuses muffins and babies.
You definitely lost that one. There's no way.
Let us check. I have faith in our followers. I really do.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You're literally an idiot.
Oh, wait, really? Wait, you just want to tell 52% of our followers that they're also idiots? I think we're all geniuses, actually.
Wait, I am shocked.
Yeah. Yes, I knew people had my back.
Oh, my God.
You guys are my muffins. I mean babies now. You guys are my babies.
Wait, I'm actually so shocked. You guys, listen, you're crazy. You want to watch someone eat the head of a baby when you're trying to have brunch.
Whoa, we didn't say head. Could be any part of the baby.
You want to watch someone eat a part of a baby and you just have to sit there and like, you would keep looking at it because you're like, this person is literally eating a baby. You can't tell the oh my God.
I mean, I would get used to it. I'd just be like, I know.
I need
this.
How many people was that? Sorry about
251 voted.
Okay, I need 251. I need all of you guys to come over here and I need to talk to you. That is insane.
It's not insane.
It's insane.
It's a privilege to be.
No. If you were to sneeze and you can change genders, guess what? You can sneeze and reverse it.
When I sneeze in the first place, I sound feminine. I sneeze, I go.
Who cares?
Excuse me. I already do that. So it's not.
What does that have to do with?
I mean, I change gender when I sneeze anyways.
Oh.
So I might as well enjoy life where I see rich people eating babies, which is probably what's going on behind the scenes, but I can watch it at,
you know, insane.
IHOP.
This is like the one where, you know,
there's that past episode. At IHOP.
You know that past episode where you were convinced you had changed everyone's minds on the would you rather question?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember
But
either.
This is how I feel about this one.
No. We all agree.
After people listen to this episode, they're going to take my side because that's insane.
No, they're not.
Who doesn't want to be, like, I would totally want to be a dude for a little bit.
If they already picked it, you think that now talking to them, they're going to be like, oh, I forgot about logic and reasoning. Like, no, they pick the thing that they pick because they're already crazy.
But that's what I mean, is everybody thinks like, oh, I might accidentally eat a baby, like think it's a muffin. Think of all the muffins people eat and you're watching a baby be eaten. Oh, God.
Dude, that's so funny.
We're getting
funny.
Too deep in this. Let's take the right, shot. Randall split the shot with me because I've only had apples today. I'm a bad girl.
And you're getting on me. I had burritos today.
Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know what it is. I don't like taking shots of that. I love this bourbon, like, for drinks, but mm-mm. That's not fun.
Uh-huh. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. So what's next on the agenda?
I love controlling things. So this was, like, oh, God, 6 episodes ago? Even more. So yeah. If you know what we're talking about, I love you. But there was a podcast episode where I had mentioned that Coke and Pepsi are not different enough to where people can passionately say one is better than the other. I said that they're very similar. I still kind of stand by that. But to be fair, I haven't tasted them like side by side. But I knew people who were like, I refuse to drink Pepsi. I refuse to drink Coke. Right. I always thought that was crazy.
No.
Like, I was
no,
like, just
totally,
drink it.
And what is my one thing that I say? Nobody orders a Jack and Pepsi.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's Randall's
in the history,
rebuttal.
Nobody has ordered a rum and Pepsi. Why?
So.
Why? They're the same.
Okay.
They're the same. Sorry, you can finish.
Thank you.
They're the same.
It's the first time any male has ever said that to me. But we...
the male says that to you? You can finish.
Like, I'll let you finish.
And then you go, achoo! And then you're like, no, I'll finish. And then you come all over him. Dude, that would be so funny. Right before you come, you just fucking...
turn into a male?
And yeah,
have you ever sneezed during sex?
Yeah, I did. I went back in time.
What?
You ever sneeze and come at the same time?
No.
Dude, I'm from the year 2042.
Randall.
For reals?
No,
it's the most eye-opening thing.
The second you say for reals in this like height, you go for reals.
Are you making fun of me right now? You think Pepsi and Coke taste the same? Oh, hey, breathe less.
No, you do this voice.
Hey, breathe less.
Oh, take it back.
All right,
thank
breathe
you.
The average amount.
Thank you. What was I even saying? Oh yeah, so. Back to what I was saying before was a few episodes ago.
Episode 30 called Bad Advice.
Okay, episode 30. I told Randall, I was like, I'm going to buy a Coke and a Pepsi and I'm going to make you try the difference. Totally forgot about it. Today, for some reason, I remembered. So I surprised you today.
Yeah, she did.
I walked into the house and I was like, look what I got.
Because she's trying to prove me wrong. Here's what I said was like, Sierra Mist and Sprite isn't that big of a difference. But Pepsi and Coke is.
I was going to get Sprite and Sierra Mist to see if Randall could tell the difference, but he thinks they're the same, so I knew you would just lie and be like, yeah, they're
the same. I wouldn't lie. I would be like, okay, I can tell a difference. I bet I could tell just off of smell alone.
Really?
I really do think I could tell just off of smell alone.
I'm going to actually try it, too, to see. I mean, here's the thing. I actually don't think I could tell which one is which. I could probably tell you that they don't taste the same, though.
I could probably tell you.
But, you know, but I couldn't be like, this is Coke. I could probably say, like, yeah, they taste a little different. Because, of course, they're not going to be identical.
Well, yeah, but there's so much of a difference. Remember that time that you spilt a whole Coke? Zero?
No, that was not me.
Yeah, it was you.
Wrong bitch.
No, that was you.
Stop confusing me with your Tinder girls.
No, it was on the podcast.
I know, I remember.
I don't confuse you with Tinder girls.
I like to say that to people I'm talking to. I'm like, wrong girl. And then they kind of sit there like, oh, fuck.
I know.
Maybe it was.
Because I don't talk to Tinder girls after I meet them one time.
You're an ass.
No, they're all Nazis.
Oh, God.
Right?
Tinder girls are?
Yeah.
They're all Nazis?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Well, that's what I tell myself so I don't feel bad about not talking to them ever again.
You're like, they're definitely racist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Definitely know who they voted for. Do you know which one is which? You fucking don't even know.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to close my eyes. I don't know what you're doing. You could be mixing up. You could not be.
All right.
I'm not going to know as soon as you hand me one.
All right. Here's one.
Okay. I don't know which one is which. I don't know which one is which. All right. Here we go. I'm taking it.
Yes, baby. You can't tell.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Give me the other
one. I told you can't compare, though, because that's what happens at a restaurant when they're like Coke or Pepsi.
That's not what we're arguing here.
That's my whole point. That's
not,
it is.
No. That's not what we're arguing. What we're arguing is, can I tell the difference? We know that there is a difference.
No, listen, I know.
No. What we're saying is if I can determine what the difference is.
Randall, listen, my point in this entire thing was, like, I've been with people at a restaurant where they're like, can I have a Coke? And they're like, we only have Pepsi. Is that okay? And they're like, oh, no.
Right.
I don't want a Pepsi.
Right. I know.
You can't even tell if that's Coke or Pepsi. So people are dramatic as fuck for no reason. That's my point. Here.
Compare. This? I'm going to lock in my answer to myself.
I shouldn't let you, like, compare them back and forth because you would be just as satisfied with that first one.
Pepsi, Coke. Pepsi, Coke.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, but like, it's not that big of a deal.
No,
is my
it
point.
Is a big deal. This tastes like shit. Pepsi, gross.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you don't mix it with like Jack.
I think they both just taste like pure soda.
No, Pepsi tries to solve racism. Coke is just Coke. That's the difference. Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah. Attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston, do you have a pew problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0.
Host to talk about a time when he hurt his balls while trimming below the waist or a funny... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to read that. Hey, guys, guess what? Look no further than the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped that has just taken off in not only the USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, and Singapore. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Same with the weed whacker. Amazing technology that we're living in right now. Sometimes I like to use the weed whacker on my balls. Not because I have hairy balls, but because I'm dyslexic and it does the job just as well.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with our code BTH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code BTH at manscaped.com. For a clean Trinity and beyond, your space balls will thank you.
Hey guys, so we've talked about it before that we have a big time sponsor who was supporting this podcast, and instead of promoting their own business or their name, they wanted me and Susie to instead promote a charity of our choosing. So this week we decided to go with Mental Health America. As you know, on this podcast, me and Susie talk about our mental illness and that being a big part of our lives. And so we wanted to give a big shout out to this organization. They've got a really cool philosophy called Before Stage 4, which pretty much says that with any other disease like cancer or heart disease, we deal with the disease before stage 4. And for some reason, when it comes to mental health, we wait to stage 4 to deal with it. And so they try to stop and prevent that kind of thing from happening before it's a problem. So if you guys would like to donate to Mental Health America, you can go onto their website, mhanational.org. That's mhanational.org, and you can donate right there on their website.
Okay.
Sorry. So, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, I have some questions for you.
All right.
We've gotten this question a lot from a lot of different people because you are a comedian. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And you did some training in it.
Yeah.
And people want to know, how did you get into comedy? Do you have any advice for starting out stand-up comedy?
How I got into stand-up? I always say this. If you're bullied as a kid, you have three options in life. It's either kill yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Shoot up a school. Or become a comedian. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going for the trifecta.
It's not funny.
But you laughed. So it is.
It's not funny.
But no, I'm just saying that, like, I use it as a defense mechanism for sure. Comedy was my way of like succeeding in life without getting punched in the face. If you want to do stand up, you don't have to have been bullied or like have a sad life. I think that that's like a
right.
If you want to do stand up, go do stand up.
Was there just one day where you were like, I'm going to do stand up? Like, how did that... So you were always in theater and stuff, right? Acting and...
I was. I can actually pinpoint it. You want to see into my life a little bit?
Yeah. Tell us
this
your life.
This is actually so... it's kind of sad, but it's also like... I remember being like, this is what I want to do. I was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in eighth grade, there was this like counseling thing that they tried to do where they got half of the school one day and then the other half another day.
Yeah.
And you circled up. And, like, this guy, like, discussed, like, hardships in life. Like, it was, like, take a step forward if you're from a single-parent home. Or, like, take a step forward if, you know, your parents are divorced. And it
I
was
think
like,
we did something similar like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I went to, like, a bigger middle school where there was, like, I don't know. There's probably about, 300, 400 kids in the first on, like, one half, right?
Right.
So, like, 400 kids. We're all, like, in this circle, and they're doing this thing where, like, you step out. And it's, like, to help you, like, see, like, oh, look, my fellow classmates are the same as me.
Right.
And they got to a section. By the way, this is the dumbest thing. Middle school people are kids, people. Middle school kids are, like, so insecure.
Yeah.
Like, why are, like, teachers making them expose their hardships to other... Like, that's just going to fuel...
It's like, here are all these things that you can bully
yeah,
me about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, here we Take are notes. So we all know who to make fun of.
Yeah,
like, that
literally.
Is the goal of this thing.
Yeah.
So I remember they eventually asked... Who step forward if you are homosexual?
Uh huh.
Which is, I think, inappropriate for a school to ask, especially
also,
if, like, that's when you're gonna come out, right?
Right, and also that was like a long time ago for you.
I'm not that old.
You're pretty old. Like okay. 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
or
yeah.
more than that, 13
it was
years
more,
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was life was different.
Yeah.
Life was different back then. That's something you would 100% get made fun of.
Right, right, right. So yeah, exactly, and. I was standing there, and these two guys who were, like, the guys who used to bully me, and they were like, you need to step forward. And I was like, no, I'm not gay. And they were like, you need to step forward.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I'm not stepping forward. And they were like, anybody else? Like, the guy's like, I know one of you guys are gay. Someone step forward. There was one kid who stepped forward.
This is, like, freaking church. Raise your hand.
And the kids pushed me into the middle of the circle. So immediately I am embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm like shame, like guilt, like the girl I liked, I remember I made eye contact with her, like the girl I had a crush on, and she like looked at me like, like we knew.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, what? No. So that was the most embarrassing thing. So then I stepped back into the circle. Then at the end of it, he let us all sit down, and there was like this, we were in the auditorium, so there was this stage, and he said,
yeah.
At any point, you guys can come forward and talk to your classmates of what we just discussed. And so I got up on stage,
mm-hmm.
grabbed the microphone.
Oh my God.
And said, I know a lot of you guys are shocked to see that I'm homosexual. And I was like, but to be honest, I was like, Greg... who is the kid who pushed
you?
Me out.
Yeah.
I was like, he's the one who likes to shove pencils up my butt and call me butt boner.
What?
That's what I said. And I was like, so I feel like he's also gay because he likes doing that so much.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I mean, like I've accepted it, but I don't think he's accepted it. So I don't know if that makes me gay, then I'm gay. And like, and then,
did everyone start laughing?
Oh, my God. The whole school thought it was so funny. And then Greg was like, dude, we're friends now. Like, was like trying to like
play it off.
Yeah, yeah, play it off. And I just remember being like, wow. Like, I really enjoyed getting up on stage. Not the best joke, butt boner. Not the best joke.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, and for kids, like, hearing someone say that joke in your same grade in middle school, like that is a good joke.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, that was the killer. First so you're saying that was like the first moment where you were in front of a
group of people,
a crowd, and they
with
were
a
laughing
microphone.
At you.
Yeah. And like it was like I knew that like I had to like make fun of the situation.
Yeah.
And it was great.
I mean,
remember
that's amazing.
And then the teachers pulled me aside and the principal wanted to talk to me and they're like, does Greg really do this to you? And I was like, yeah. I did. And then I got home. I remember I went straight to my mom. She's like, how was school? And I was like, Mom, if you get a phone call about me getting pencils shoved up my butt. Just go with it. And she was like, what? Yeah, she did. She was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I also said I was a male cheerleader.
Oh my God. I literally love you. Like, I was your like, parents.
I remember I was like, I'm also a male cheerleader, but that doesn't make me gay. I don't think. Like, that's. Like, the thing that makes me gay is that I get pencils
shoved up your butt. I just, like, I couldn't imagine having a kid like you. Like, thinking of, like, me in eighth grade versus, like, someone going home and saying that to their parents. It's really funny.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Not that I was an angel or anything, but.
Yeah, you.
It's really funny. So, I see what you mean by, like, that's kind of how it's been your coping mechanism.
That was, like, yeah, that was, like, when I was, like, okay, so if I use comedy to fucking. I can beat the system.
Right. But you obviously have developed, like, there has to be some type of, if you were to give advice to someone, if they were to come up to you and say, I want to do stand-up comedy. I know you do improv training, or you did, right?
Yeah, I went to Second City. You've done training in Chicago and
Orlando. Florida.
Yeah.
Did that help? Like, would you recommend that to someone?
Absolutely not. No, yeah, of course it did. Yeah, no, I always say I'm a classically trained comedian. And
a classically trained?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh.
It's not. But yeah, I mean, I did the Second City program, and I went to SAC Comedy Lab, which is where Wayne Brady started.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it all helps. The thing that you got to do, if you want to get into stand-up, just do it. Go find an open mic. Go find a bar that's doing an open mic. Get up there and do it. And within the first 5 minutes of doing it, you'll know if you want to do it some more, whether you bomb or you do well.
So I've actually gotten, we've gotten that question on a live too, where someone is, we've gotten two, so you can answer both of them. But one is like, what do you do when you're bombing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you deal with that? Yeah. And then also, how many times should you bomb a joke until you just scrap it? And you're like, okay, this is maybe not a good joke. Like, I should just never say this joke in stage again.
These are good questions.
Because every joke is like different, right? Like, yeah. when you do stand up, like one joke, maybe no one laughs, and then mm-hmm. you can say the same joke somewhere else and they're, Everyone's laughing.
Yeah. I say bombing jokes is like the American military in World War II. You drop two bombs and then you see what everyone thinks about it. No, not at all. I think if you think it's funny, keep doing it for as long as you want. Eventually, you'll find the angle that you're looking for. I think bombing, the most important thing is to always have fun on stage. Even if you're bombing, have fun bombing. Like, just be like, this is me. Like, own it. Hashtag own it.
Yeah.
And, like, enjoy bombing, because nothing's worse for an audience member than watching someone bomb.
Right.
But if you're having fun, they won't know that you're bombing. Like, legit, the only time that people know you're bombing
is when you get awkward.
Is when you get awkward, right.
Yeah.
If you don't, then they're like, well, this guy sucks. Like, they might say that. Right. Or they might go, I don't get it. And they'll feel stupid. So, like, as long as you're having fun, and that's the most important thing, is to, like, have fun in the bomb. And then afterwards, immediately, you know, hate yourself, shame, guilt.
I mean, like, never do that again.
Doing stand-up is a lot like masturbating.
Oh my God.
It's just like you're doing it by yourself. Like, maybe a few people are watching.
No. And wrong.
Regardless, afterwards, you're like, I wish I could do that again. I should have stopped.
Well, I'm glad that you love stand up, and you would recommend, like, improv and stuff if people wanted to get more into it. Because what I've noticed, like, I've met people in Tucson who do stand up, or people have reached out on their lives and been like, oh, I went to stand up once. And it seems like they just come up with a joke and they go do stand up, but they don't actually do any type of, like, training.
Yeah. You know? I mean, reps will get you there. Just getting up as many times as you can. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's a lot like sex. I'm just keep comparing.
You just relate everything to sex.
It is a lot like sex. The more you do it, the better you get. Hopefully.
It's true.
And if you're not, you should stop doing it.
Did you hear about OnlyFans?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this
because this was trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh my gosh, so this happened yesterday, I think.
Yeah, October 1st, OnlyFans is changing their guidelines or terms of service or something for content creators.
Yeah, to where it can't be
pornographic.
Right, but you can still apparently upload nudes if they're artsy.
If they're artsy, right.
But no porn allowed.
No porn.
Which actually I think is so fucked.
It is fucked because that's how they made all their money, was off of porn.
They made $1 billion last year,
mm-hmm.
literally off of sex workers, which is like probably 98%.
They made $1 billion, $5 billion like total. Like,
are you serious?
That like content creators, like the revenue was $5 billion, but yeah. the company itself made $1 billion off of that $5
billion. That's insane.
Yeah.
Off in of, 1 year.
Yeah.
And it's like they were estimated to be like double next year.
Right.
It makes no sense to me. I feel like their company is just going to like crash completely. But I was like reading tweets and it actually, I mean, you support, right? Like sex workers and OnlyFans and stuff. Like you think this is stupid?
100%. That's how I lost my virginity.
It actually shocks me. Like when this news came out, there's things that I think, like, I think sex work is obviously completely fine. I fully support it. I think it's normal as like any other job. And I think if they have a safe and like a way to do it without getting like exploited like crazy, then they should. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what OnlyFans was.
Right.
Now OnlyFans is kind of like, fuck all you guys for making us popular. We're going to not allow this anymore.
Yeah, so they can get more investors. That's why they're doing it. They couldn't get investors. Yeah, that's what I heard.
And because they want like an app or something.
Yeah, and you can't do that if it's porn. Yeah. Although I think Pornhub has an app.
Either way, I was actually shocked with looking at tweets of how many people were like anti-sex workers. Hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Those are all the people that bought
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just these people, because
they love
were,
the privacy of it. You can just buy
whatever. They were
whatever.
Just like coming out and like
coming out
saying like there's just all these like memes that were actually so mean. And I saw this like one gamer tweet. Oh, now you guys are going to have to get real jobs. And then everybody was like, quote, tweeting his tweet and being like, you game for a living. You literally play video games for a living.
Yeah. It's like, why do you care how people make their money? And why do you care how people spend their money?
Also, define a real job. Like half the males nowadays in their mid-20s are like selling crypto and considering that like a real job. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You're,
it's like you're working,
dancing your slutty like bank account for men.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Yeah, it's imaginary.
What's the difference? You sit on your ass and you play video games when you're, you know, and like yeah. you made a living off of that.
Right.
Someone does sex work.
Right,
someone
yeah.
makes
video
YouTube
games,
videos.
People especially. Because they're just pieces of shit.
They are. Like, they actually are all like dicks, I feel like.
Not even that, but you sit at home all day and you probably had to live in your mom's basement for so long.
Imagine how many times your parents were like, get off your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
and
do
you
something
didn't.
With your life.
You didn't. Much like a sex worker where they're like, keep your clothes on. Don't stay on your ass. Don't, you know? And then you get to make money on Twitch and shit for just playing a game that anyone can play.
Yeah, and you call that a real job?
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, but I it's talent. I spent hours doing this. It's like, yeah, so did she. She spent 18 years developing that body. At the least, 18.
Yeah.
At the least.
No, it's true. And I think that, I mean, sex work is always going to be
hot.
It's always going to be hot. I mean, what? It's always going to be a thing.
18, and it's always going to be, yeah, a
thing. In the butt.
What?
What did you say?
Yeah, it's always going to be in the butt.
It's always going to be in the butt.
Yeah.
It actually did, like, just those news and just reading some tweets about some people, I'm like, some
I didn't realize
people
that it was that negative.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I obviously I'm not a sex worker. I don't really watch like porn or anything like mm-hmm. that, but I fully support them. I'm like, do your thing. Like, this is right. going to be a thing. Make money how you want to make money. Yeah. I would way rather some girl be making money doing that than some Brad selling crypto and being a dick.
They're pretty much the same person. If they sneezed and changed gender, they'd be the same person.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, yeah, you're using like the trauma of your broken home to,
Randall, like, that's fucked. You know that's fucked. Also,
I'm joking.
I know you're joking. It also annoyed me too because I know some like sex workers who have real jobs. You know, people are like,
right.
"Here's a McDonald's
well,
application."
That was my joke that I always said. I
and
was
I'm
like
you're
if
assuming
any girl
stupid?
Comes up to you and says, "I'm a nurse," then you know that they also have an OnlyFans. That's what they're telling you. You're like, "Oh, cool. Let me get your handle so I can look."
Yeah.
You.
Also, share me your OnlyFans link.
Yeah, because didn't nurses? I think like nurses were like the number one.
Oh, like, yeah, there was this one, like, ICU nurse who was trending because
yeah,
she quit her ICU
but
job.
But I think nurses made the most money on OnlyFans.
Oh, probably, because it's,
which
like, a whole.
Is crazy, because they were the only ones who were working during quarantine. And then they were also working off the clock.
Yeah, off the clock, yeah.
Off the cock.
Nurses are amazing. What can I say?
They are amazing. Exactly. But every time someone's like, I'm a nurse, I'm like, cool, let me get that handle real quick. Let me get a handle so then I can handle my handle. What we're trying to say is, like, more people get naked and you should be allowed to be naked. And if and if this inspires you to, make sure that you give us credit and then CC us in an email. That's all I want.
Make sure to send us all of your porn.
Yeah.
That's what Randall's saying.
If you guys have any porn that you've shot, please DM it to us on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Send it to Before the Hangover.
Send
or
it actually directly to Randall. I'm scared.
No, but actually, no. Send it to both.
Yeah, send it to both.
Speaking of sex, I told a cock story about my cock being worshipped last week. And the girl who that story was about DM'd me, sent a snapshot, and said, like, along the lines of, fuck you, thanks, bye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I sent a laugh emoji and said, this made my week. And actually, we're on good terms now.
That's so funny. But, yeah, and then after she listens to this, she's literally going to be like, okay, literally, fuck you. I can't say anything to you without you telling the entire world.
I'm like, shut up. Worship my cock.
I need to start, like, messing around a little more so I can have some stories to tell.
Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
Do you have no more sex stories?
No, I haven't had any sex updates. I'm sorry, guys.
I had a girl say to me after intercourse, she said, God, you're so beautiful that it hurts. That's what she said. Legit said that.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what? And then she goes, do you know what movie that's from? And I was like,
what the heck?
No, I don't know what movie that's from. She goes, it's from Pearl Harbor.
What?
I was like, who the fuck quotes Pearl Harbor after having sex? Like, that's like the weirdest fucking movie to quote. Just after sex?
Everything about that's weird.
Are you kidding? So then I was like, I get it. So then I was like, okay, well, then I'm going to go down on you. I'm going down. I was like, what movie is that from? United 93. That's a movie about the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania during 9/11.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? So then I was like, I'm going to eat your ass. And she was like, Human Centipede? I was like, that's correct. And then
she
I was like,
fun.
Yeah, I know. And then I was like, you need to leave your Ubers here. And she's like, what movie is that from? And I was like, it's not from a movie. Get the fuck out.
You're like, please leave.
Yeah, please leave. And she did.
That
she
is
did.
So funny.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I was like, before you go, though, I'm going to go take a shower. And she was like, what movie is that from? It's like Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Randall.
It's from that movie.
I'm literally going to slap you.
Why?
Too far.
That's not too far. It's too late. It's too late.
Oh, my God.
It is too late. We could have saved him.
Thank you for the sex update.
You're welcome.
Ooh, we should get, like, Randall sex life updates every single week. Who's in? Me.
Who's in?
Who's in?
Sometimes me. I have to tell him.
Yeah. That's – I love her for being confident enough to DM you. She owns it. Like,
that girl? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, the fact that she was just like, oh,
this is about me.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to him.
No, that is very cool.
I mean, we obviously would never probably tell a story like that if followers or people listening, a lot of people knew, right? Like, if either one of us were, like, dating someone.
Right.
Like, for a long time posted about him, we probably wouldn't tell, like, a really personal story. But no one knows who this girl is. I actually don't even know. She is at all.
I don't know either. I don't fucking know,
like,
her name either.
Matched with her once.
I would tell you guys her name. I don't know what it is. afterward, I got a burrito. I think we ended on sex. Everything ends on sex.
It really does in this podcast. I'm like,
we should call it Before the Sex Over.
We really should at this point. It's all we talk about when I'm literally not getting it.
Well, that's what happens when you get drunk. You talk about sex or you have sex.
That's all you think about.
Or you think about sex.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, support your sex workers. OnlyFans, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty what's happening to a lot of people.
It is really shitty. Also, quote more horrible movies when you're having sex. It's hilarious.
That was funny. All right. So, yes, we will be back next week. We'll do some drunk stories. So,
yeah,
keep sending those in.
We ran out of time today.
Yeah. Keep sending in your drunk stories, though.
Yeah.
We love them. And we'll do one next week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you guys. Wait.
What?
Our sponsors.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I know. I was in the closing out mood.
Wow. You almost forgot the most important
but
people.
But I didn't because I love them so much.
That's why I said almost. But.
See, even drunk Susie remembers you guys.
Yeah. Oh, boy, does she. I remember you guys, too. We did get a new sponsor. He's somebody who's been supporting the podcast forever, but just started, like, sponsoring it.
Okay.
So, big shout out to Miles.
Miles. Miles is amazing. Miles actually has his own podcast. So, yeah. Go look at his social media and
follow
that.
Oh, it's so great. It's, like, so smart.
Like, yeah, if you're into that, like, it goes way over my head, but he's very educated. So, Miles, thank you. You're amazing.
Miles, thank you so much. The other people who have supported this podcast, I'll go right through it. We got Tyler, Liam, Jake from State Farm, Eric, Lucas, Kenny, Nicholas, Matt, Dustin, Patrick, Daniel, Oliver, Gavin, Julio, Parker, Derek, Leo, Cole, Alan, Weeza, Marvin, Daniel, Chris, Tom, and Dylan. Thank you guys so much for supporting this podcast.
Seriously, thank you. I feel like we really are a family. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like all of our sponsors, like, I feel like we connect with them. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like,
yeah.
I really do feel like we just are this tiny community, and you guys are amazing. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. That is the reason we're here, and we're going to keep doing this.
Right. We're going to keep doing it. I think that, again, like I said at the beginning, is we're finally hitting a groove, and I just see things coming out and getting better.
I agree. Yeah.
How many times have we promised them
that is, we're going
that
up?
Merch is gonna start gonna dropping happen. And stuff? At this point, yeah, we just sound like a broken record, but we're going to start selling broken records online.
And we are going to get our Instagram up and running. I'm still working on taking my NCLEX. So
yeah.
got pushed back because I was sick. So.
We all got busy things that we're trying to do, but you guys, our sponsors, keep us coming back and knowing that, like, hey, we got to do this because there's people that are depending on us. And
we love you guys.
And we love doing it. Seriously, it's like the highlight of my week.
So guess what? If you guys made it this far, guess what? I just said guess what twice. So I'm going to say I love you twice. I love you. I love you so fucking much.
She does.
I really do. It's crazy. I talk to Randall about all the
time. She's got a wall with all your guys' pictures on it.
Okay,
it's kind of creepy, but it's in her closet. So just know that when you sponsor, your face goes on the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But she does love you that much.
Okay, we'll see you guys next Wednesday with some drunk stories, maybe some more Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
And a crazy episode that we don't even know what it's going to be.
We have no idea. So we'll see you guys next week. Breathe more.